Turkey Plains and RC here, operating at 2.4 gigahertz, and got the coffee, the good old coffee this morning. I'm guessing I'll do an intro like my YouTube videos. I just did it for the heck of it. Welcome. This is the first ever podcast that I am attempting to do, and I have never done one before. And I thought I'd give it a try. So, that kind of leads me into that first, the first thing here. Why a podcast? Why did I want to do a podcast? Couple things really. First and foremost is I figured, this would be kind of a different and unique way of sort of, injecting myself more into social media and, as I kind of almost say, to carving out my little piece of the internet. I just felt like it was something else to give it a try. I actually have quite a few people that I know, friends and so on, that also do podcasts. And, that was kind of part of the decision. It was sort of like, well, I know some people that do podcasts and I think it'd be kind of a neat little venture to get into something a little different, something a little new. And kind of part of it was the sort of like, hey, let's give it a try. Let's do a podcast. Yeah, sure. Let's do it. So there's that. So there's the sort of, flying by the seat of my pants. Let's just do this. Hey, it's different. It's something new, something I can try. Let's do it. There's that kind of thing. And the other thing is, and this is an honest, true thing here, guys. Close family and friends have said this, as well as, some outside sources, mainly for my professional life, jobs and things. People have told me that I have a great radio voice. I don't know. I've never thought about it. I never really considered any sort of career or anything to do with radio. I do play music. I do play some guitar and sing a little bit, stuff like that. But I've never had any desire whatsoever to get into radio. So that's the other part of this. People have told me, like I said, close friends and family, as well as some outside sources, tell me, hey, you've got a really good radio voice, dude. So that's another part of this that's that sort of, played out, basically. That's another part of this that it goes along with the, hey, let's do a podcast. So that's kind of where all this started. So now that that's out of the way, I have no idea what the world I'm going to do on here. This is kind of the first one. And I figure it's just going to be more of an intro than anything else, because I don't really have any topics I want to discuss. I don't want to start diving into a certain RC topic or anything. More or less just wanted to sort of, start this up, get it out there. Give you a little intro and background into me as a person, as a person who has their little piece of the internet, my little social media corner, as small as it is, and just kind of showcase it to the world, I guess you could say. So anyways, that's kind of why I wanted to start a podcast. I know some people that were doing it. It seemed like a sort of cool thing to do. Hey, let's go ahead and let's just do a podcast. And then the other thing was, people are telling me I've got a good radio voice, so maybe it might be another chance to give it a try, too. So, here I am. All right. So, like I said, no real set plans. Just going to do an intro to myself, what I do, RC stuff. I'm not going to get too much into detail over the RC stuff at this point, but just more or less just give you guys a good background on things. I should mention, I'm recording this currently at about around 7:30-ish in the morning. After coming back from a 8 to 9 hour drive from the beach to back home, we did that yesterday. So, yeah, maybe a little tired, but not too bad. I'm hanging in there okay. I kind of figure too that it is currently Sunday. Things are going to start back in their normal routine on Monday. I figure I might as well try to at least get up and get moving around and stuff. So that's why we're here too. And I actually, funny story is too, is before we even went on vacation, we were, you know, it just popped in my head. I'm like, podcast, let's do a podcast. And, it had actually been on my mind for some of the vacation. I was thinking, I want to do a podcast. And, I'd had some thoughts about, you know, who should host it and all this other stuff. And, it's just funny. It just was on my mind about the time that I was leaving for vacation. We went on vacation, here this past week. We tend to vacation in the Carolinas, more specifically, the Oak Island and Southport, North Carolina area. Nice, relaxing beach. Not super built up or anything. Just kind of a low key, place on the beach. Not real super busy. Just go and relax. That's one of the big things with it. So we went to that area for a week and had a great time. And like I said, I spent the 8-9 hours driving back from the beach yesterday, and everybody's pretty worn out, including myself. But like I said, when I came back, I knew that I wanted to lay down this podcast, whatever comes of it. I don't know. All right, so a little intro into myself, and in terms of the RC stuff here, if anybody's just tuning in and doesn't know a thing about me, I do have a small YouTube channel, Perky Planes and RC, where I basically have no intentions other than just sharing my RC adventure stuff. Mainly RC planes, is kind of my focus, just because, it's just been a heavy interest of mine since I was a teenager. And, just like I said, just sharing my adventures. I've got no other intentions. I just want to go out there and share with people what it is that I do and how much I enjoy it. And, also just the various projects that I'm into, with RC planes, it depends. Sometimes you get, a quick plane that slaps together and go fly it. Sometimes you get a project. And projects require time, basically, time to put them together and all that kind of stuff. So, but again, I just, share my adventures, share the things that I do, and then that's pretty much it. So, like I said, if you're new, look up Perky Planes and RC on YouTube, and you'll find my little adventures, so to speak. If you have been following my YouTube channel, then you know all about it. And you're probably wondering to yourself, why in the world is this guy doing a podcast now? So that's what it is. But yeah, that's kind of me in a nutshell. I do some RC car stuff a little bit, and also some stuff with drones as well. But it's just something I enjoy. I've actually enjoyed RC stuff since I was a kid. I had a lot of RC toys growing up. Just to kind of name a couple here, that I remember especially, there was a, I guess you would call it a fireboat. It was a, an RC boat it had like a little, a gun on it, but the gun squirted water. And what it, the way it was designed is it would pull water, of course, from wherever you're floating in and use that to sort of fight fires. That was kind of the animation of it, sort of, or the design of it, is it would shoot water out of this little gun on the front of the, on front of the boat. And it was, you could get it at Radio Shack back in the day when we had Radio Shacks. So it was a lot of fun. I had, you know, I think I probably had two or three of those things because I'd break one time. I had to get a new one. But, yeah, there was that. And it was kind of like your typical, it looked like a basic cabin cruiser kind of boat. It wasn't a speedboat or anything like that. Just a little basic slow boat, which, I would think for fires, you want a fast boat, but, for this one, it was just slow. And the other thing, you know, you guys probably don't remember much of that one, but if you remember Radio Shack, you might have seen it. The other one that I recall especially was the Typhoon hovercraft, made by Tyco, I think. And I think they had two versions. One, they had the mini version, and they had the full-size version. And I had the mini version, and it was a fun little thing. You don't see RC hovercrafts very often, so this was kind of a unique thing. But yeah, the Typhoon hovercraft was another one. I think I had a mix of different RC trucks, RC boat, or RC, you know, trucks and cars and things. But yeah, that's since I was a kid, I was into that kind of stuff. And then it was around my teens that I sort of got more into, the bigger stuff. Like I started really liking RC planes, became a big one. And the RC plane thing, how that actually came about was, we went to Bob Evans Farm, which is located in Rio Grande, Ohio. And I will say this, Ohio tends to be like almost like the central hub of RC plane stuff. It seems like that's where a lot of modelers are from. It was just my experience. But Ohio tends to be like a big, big thing for that. And anyways, we went to Bob Evans Farm. I was, 12, 13 at the time. And there's a part of the property that was kind of, it was just this huge open field across from the farm. And, you know, there was like a small gathering of guys. And we went over there and they all had these, you know, RC airplanes. Now that at the time these were Balsa models, and I'm sure all of them were glow nitro powered, and they were just flying these things all around us. I mean, it was just amazing. They zip these things by us, you know, going 50, 60 miles an hour and stuff. And I was like, that is so cool. And I just, at that point, I became hooked. I'm like, I want to do that, you know? So anyways, that's kind of how the RC plane hobby started with me. I will admit that I sort of got into it at that time, but then I became kind of scared that I was going to crash the plane I had, which was like a trainer, that I actually ended up selling it, you know, some years later. And then here it is, fast forward, 15, 20 years? I don't even know. And boom, the bug hit me again. I want to do planes. So, and it's kind of been that way ever since. So, but that's kind of my life in a nutshell with RC stuff, really. I should mention too, and this is something I've been pondering as well with doing this podcast. And that is basically this. It is getting, you know, springtime now. You know, around this time of the year, it's getting springtime. The weather's starting to get really, really good. We're still having some cool mornings, but the afternoons are like bright, sunny, 60 degrees, 70 degrees, something like that. And wind comes and goes. Some days you get wind a lot, some days you don't. And so I feel like, especially right now, the RC stuff, or like with planes, it's really hitting hard. Like, you know, let's get out and do something. Let's get out and go fly something, go out and go crash something or whatever. And I kind of felt with my YouTube channel, it was kind of getting a little bit stagnant, to where I wasn't doing a whole lot. And there's kind of a couple reasons for that. One is just life in general. I'm, you know, very busy with, of course, my family and stuff. The other thing is that, you know, we're still kind of getting moved into the new house. We're kind of getting there, and I'm getting my little shed fixed up to where I like it. And, the other thing is it was just a really slow year last year in 2022. And then 2023, I felt like with my YouTube channel that I was getting really kind of stagnant with things. I was just getting very, I hadn't really done a lot, and I've been cleaning up and talking about this and talking about that. And I really hadn't done a lot of what I would call action. A lot of, you know, videos that actually show something. All my videos were becoming me talking about something. And, and another reason for part of that too is I was going through a little bit of a radio change. And anytime in RC, if you do a radio change, it's a learning process. You have to sort of learn how the new radio works with your current stuff. And my stuff was a complete 180. Like, I went from, you know, one brand, which was Spectrum, and then completely flipping over to doing OpenTX and EdgeTX and all this kind of stuff. So I've kind of been in this little bit of a radio whirlwind for a little while, and I feel like right now I'm getting stable again with the radio. And and I mean, right now I'm kind of getting to a point where it's, you know, it's starting to get active again, so to speak. And I think that's part of the reason too why my videos have been rather stagnant recently, is it's just been, you know, this whole transition with getting moved in and trying to get comfortable, trying to get situated with the house, trying to get my things together, trying to get my shed together, which is still a mess. And also this crazy shift in the radios that I've decided to do at the same time. And it's like the weather's starting to get warm, and there's this itch to want to get out and just say, screw this, quit talking about stuff. We're going to go out and fly and do stuff. And that's kind of where I'm at with this, is I think I decided, and I'm going to try this for a little while and see, but I'm going to kind of get away, especially since the weather's good now, try to get more away from the talking videos on YouTube and getting into some action videos on YouTube. So actually doing some videos of me flying and doing some, maybe some, videos where I've got the camera on the plane and doing some, you know, shots that way, and maybe leave more of the discussion for this podcast. So that's kind of my thoughts here. And this may materialize, this may not. I really don't know. I can be very random at times. So this might pan out for an episode or two, and I might just say, forget it. We're going back to the way things were. I don't know. But hey, if people tune in and like this, then I'll gladly keep doing it. So that's kind of where things are getting with this, is that my videos were become very chatty. I've had some of my fellow RC compadres out there mention that, like, hey, let's quit talking, man, and get out and do some flying. And that's where a lot of this, I think it's coming from too, is, like I said, I'm getting to a point where the videos are stagnant. I've went through a lot of changes recently, and I'm starting to get, you know, to a stable point now. Let's get out and record some stuff, man. Let's record some crap. Let's, you know, show me crashing something. Show me struggling. Show me having fun. Show me doing all this stuff, you know? And let's get away from talking about projects and talking about this and that and everything else, you know? That will all come eventually, but let's just do that. Let's do on the video side of things. Let's show the fun stuff, the crazy stuff, the wacky stuff, whatever. And I'll save all the projects and discussions and all that stuff for this podcast. So that's kind of where this has kind of fallen into place. And like I said, I hope that this new format sort of works. We will see. It still gives me an outlet to discuss things, which I like to do. I feel like that there's not a lot of that, and I do think too that with the current with social media and stuff now, I think it's become more active than what it used to be. Discussions of things and all that, especially too with remote ID and all this other thing, people are really talking about the hobby now more and discussing things more. And, you know, cause I will say this too, I'm going all over the place with this thing. It's crazy. you know, back in the day with RC clubs, there was no social media and there was none of the internet and all that stuff. You just go to the club and shoot the breeze with the guys and go fly, pretty much, right? And it's like now, with social media and everything, we all have got a voice. We all can talk about whatever we want to talk about. And, you know, the fields, of course, are still there, and you can still chit-chat with your buddies. But there's a lot more discussion of this stuff online now. And because of the internet, because of social media, because of YouTube and everything else, it's like people are starting to open up and share their experiences and all that kind of stuff. So totally cool. Totally cool. I mean, I think it's a lot more open to discussion than what it used to be, because it seems like back in the day, there was no internet. They just were, you know, a group of guys getting together at the field and having fun. And now it's like, go to the field and have fun, but you can also get online and talk about the stuff too. So, hey, and share it with, you know, hundreds of thousands and millions of other people. So, yeah, it's totally cool. So, and I think discussion of the hobby is an important thing. Like I said, especially with these, you know, changes coming down the road and all that, you know, I think it's good for us to get out there and voice our concerns and voice our feelings about things and all that kind of stuff. So I don't plan to get to, I don't plan to dive too much into that kind of stuff on this particular episode, or this podcast right now. Maybe in due time we can open the door up to that. But for right now, nah, this is just an intro, a random intro is what this will be called, I think, a random intro. So, but yeah, I'm just sitting here in my building with my coffee and just chit chatting with you guys and see if anybody listens. That's about it, really. So, so anything else to discuss? I don't know. Like I said, as far as I didn't really have any planned thing for this episode. It was just kind of just a basic intro and kind of just saying welcome to my new podcast, and we'll see how this goes. Something I do want to mention, and this might be very well mentioned in a future video as well. So I currently have an E-Flight T28. This is the yellow one. I think it's the 1.1 meter size one. I took it out to the field before we went on vacation. I picked a day and just went out there. And so basically, let me just tell you guys this much. My E-Flight T28 is outfitted with an FR Sky receiver. And it currently has the E-Flight. I completely stripped the Spectrum receiver out of it because I don't use Spectrum anymore. But an interesting thing here is that it still had the E-Flight series or the E-Flight battery connectors on them. Now, this is like the smart battery connectors, which I cannot remember what they are called, the new ones, but I know the old ones were basically EC3 and EC5. EC3 was more of your smaller size, lower amperage connectors, and then the EC5 were the larger, higher amperage connectors. Okay, so this connector, like I said, it's the Spectrum's, you know, smart connector, but it's equivalent to the EC3 is what it's equivalent to. And none of my stuff has EC3 or EC5 connectors. All my stuff has XT60s. I stick with like the XT series of connectors. So XT30, XT60, XT90. Never used a 90. I mainly just stay with the 60s. Occasionally a 30, but mostly the 60s. So most of my batteries, pretty much most all my batteries have an XT60 connector. All right. So I normally what I would do is I would take, if an ESC and or battery had a different connector than the XT60, I would rip the connector off of it and put an ET60 on it just to keep my stuff standard, right? Which is what you should do. A very, very highly recommended practice to do. Get your stuff standardized as far as the connectors. And so anyways, this ESC on this T28 used like, you know, kind of the EC3 style connector. And I use XT60. So with the way this thing was constructed and with me wanting to anxiously get out and fly, I just kind of said, forget it. I won't bother taking the time to take the thing apart and, you know, try to fix the connector. I will just buy an adapter, right? An EC3 adapter to an XT60 connector to work with my batteries, right? People do it. I know it's probably not a recommended thing, but people do that kind of stuff. They will buy adapters to go from one battery connector to another to a different type, right? And so that's what I did. I bought an EC3 to XT60 adapter so that it would work with my batteries. And lo and behold, I had a problem, basically. I'd actually flown it like this for, you know, probably 4 or 5 flights, no problems. Well, this one day at the field, this is what happened. I was flying with my new RadioMaster controller. I got a RadioMaster TX16S, which is a multi-protocol transmitter and highly recommended, by the way. And as I was flying, it passed by. I was kind of in front of myself there flying. And I had done numerous passes at that point in front of myself from that distance and never had an issue. Well, this one pass, when it went by, I heard the thing go. I heard my radio tell me that the signal was low. And I was thinking, how is that possible? Because like I said, I've flown by here numerous times and it's never done that. So I thought that was really, really strange. And anyways, I kept on flying. I tried to be cautious and just try to, you know, be careful as I could. And at one point, I happened to get the thing kind of in front of the sun, and I lost orientation for a split second. And when I looked, I was starting to get a little bit out of control, so I tried to correct it and get it back to where it was. Basically, I saw the thing start to plummet towards the ground. And it was probably, I don't know, 80 feet in the air, 100 feet in the air, something like that. It was starting to do a complete nosedive. Okay. Well, when I, amidst trying to get control of the thing, I happened to glance down for a second and look back up. And I was expecting to go across the field to our little, to Death Valley, as we call it, a little drop off at our airfield. I was expecting to go over into Death Valley to see my plane laying there, right? But no, when I looked back up, the plane had somehow managed to get enough momentum or control or something to get itself onto the runway. not what I would call a great landing, but it was more of just a sort of, it made it to the runway and flopped down, basically is what happened. It sat there and it's like it just kind of glided and got enough control to where it could get to the runway and just flop itself right on the runway. Kind of a hard hit. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, oh my God, what in the world just happened? So I pick it up. There was a little bit of damage, nothing too serious. I've got to fix the tab for the way the wing connects. So that's one little piece that got damaged, and that probably won't take very much to fix at all. It did trash my prop because it hit nose first, actually, when it flopped down. So I replaced the prop, not a big deal. And everything else, for the most part, looked relatively good. The nose got a little crumpled, but, you know, again, it happens. So I'm thinking to myself, like, what in the world's going on with this thing? Well, as I'm sitting there, you know, going over to the plane and looking, I'm moving the sticks and nothing is happening. All right. So I pick it up. I think about the time that I pick it up, it's like it comes back to life again. Like, controls are back and all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, what in the heck just happened there? So, take it back over to my little station where I had it sitting and stuff, where my stuff was. And that's when we found out what the problem was. It was that adapter. The adapter, the XT60 side of the adapter was loose, is what had happened. At first, I thought the whole adapter itself just went kaput. Like, you know, the connectors, like the connection within the adapter had gotten loose or just broke off or something. But no, it was actually the XT60 side of the connector. The main bullet connector part of it had separated so much to where the connector was loose and it wouldn't stay firmly connected, right? So that's what happened, basically, is that connector had worked itself so loose that it would lose connection, thus resulting in me losing radio connection and, of course, complete control there of the plane. So right now, as I'm looking in my shop, I have my T28 over here in pieces getting to where the ESC is, so I can slap an XT60 connector on it and call it good and get rid of the stupid adapter. So that's where things are with that. So lesson learned, don't use adapters. Maybe as a temporary solution until you get it fixed is okay. But long term, no, I will not ever do that again. And like I said, it's really kind of sad, it's kind of funny too, because everything I've got, I've already done this too. I've already got XT60 connectors on everything in my hangar. That I know of right now. But this was the only plane that I was just like, I'll be lazy, I'll buy an adapter. And I don't know why I did that, but I'm kind of kicking myself in the butt for doing such a thing. But like I said, luckily, it's fixable. The plane's not damaged a whole lot, and we can get her back up and going. So there's that in a nutshell. Something else I do want to mention too. I mentioned this in my last YouTube video that I had done, is my Polaroid Cube camera is no longer keeping a charge, basically. The last time I took it to the field, it lasted probably, and I did a full charge on it. It was charged when I took it. Took it to the field. It lasted probably about 10 minutes and shut off. So, and I've had the thing a long, long time. So it's probably saying, you know what? Let's just get rid of it. It's had its time. So I picked up a Runcam 4K that I'm going to start using to put on my aircraft. And like I said, hopefully get some good action videos for you guys out there. Once I get the T28 fixed, of course. So, that's kind of catching up to speed on some things. I'll probably go ahead and release a video on this as well with the Runcam. I'm thinking due to recent things, it might be next week before I release another video. But anyways, that's kind of bringing you up to speed. You guys, if you guys are just tuning in, you're getting a sneak peek on as far as what's coming on the YouTube channel. So kind of funny, huh? Okay. So, anything else worth mentioning on my podcast? Nothing really. Not that I can think of, at least. I think I am about here to, once I close up shop here, I'm about to get to work on this T28 and see if I can get that connector fixed here, you know, at least the next couple days or so. With my busy life, even a simple task like that can take me days. It's kind of funny. It's like that, but It's just how it is. Something else, I'll go ahead and mention this here too. I'll go ahead and mention this here as well with the channel. So I talk about, I do RC planes, right? So let me talk about the types of planes that I do. Pretty much, I think 90% of my collection is all foam planes. And I think about 90% of them are also all electric as well. So I do the whole LiPo battery, you know, that kind of stuff. Something about me with the foam planes that's interesting is that I originally started out with just some basic, your basic foam airplanes. I had a Dynam Piper Cub as one of my first ones that kind of got me going, or got me, you know, that I got to start back into the hobby with, as well as the Hobby Zone Champ, which I nicknamed mine Teddy. And, you know, those are sort of like pre-made RC planes, right? Well, one day, my wife and I'd kind of heard this name mentioned before, but I'd never really done anything with it yet, as a company called Flight Test, right? And Flight Test, one of their big focuses when it comes to RC aircraft is using everyday common materials to basically make an airframe. Their big primary material that they have been using is Dollar Tree foam board, which is a dollar a sheet. And they have worked out these plans that you can attach to the foam board, cut them out, follow their instructions, and boom, you can make yourself a basic little airframe out of foam board, right? So I got real caught up in hot and heavy into doing flight test stuff there for a long time. I still do it sometimes. I still have some flight test planes I'll fly. So, you know, that's really helped me in the hobby as far as like being able to afford things, because foam board is super cheap. I guess I'm kind of a crafty kind of person. I like to sort of build things. I grew up with putting Lego sets together or stuff like that. So this is not much different. Just different material. And so I've got some foam board airplanes that are flight test designs. And it seems like here in the past year or so, I've kind of gotten away from flight test foam board stuff and focusing more on the pre-built foam stuff again. So that's why I have my E-Flight T28, for example. So I'm kind of taking a shift back towards doing that. I'm not building as much foam board stuff as I used to. However, I do still have some flight test kits that I have not put together at all, that need some attention. So, I mean, I might put a foam board model together every once in a while or something, but that's kind of what I do. I've also been slowly venturing back into doing balsa. So I do have some balsa planes around here that of course need a little bit of work before they can be flown, but again, I do have some balsa planes around here. And even a few balsa kits that are just more or less as I have the time and want to work on them is what they are, more or less. Those are kind of like the winter projects, and there's no set time frame on them. Just whenever I get them together is fine with me. So that's kind of where I'm at with this. So I kind of fly mostly foam airplanes, but I do still have some balsa ones in there too. So I kind of fly a variety. All right, guys. I am currently sitting at about close to 40 minutes here talking. And I really honestly don't have much else to talk about at this point. Like I said, I think I'm going to stop here anyways and work on my T28, get it kind of fixed back up and working, and then kind of go from there. So, but anyways, like I said, I am going to stop for now. Hopefully you guys like this. Tune in, subscribe, check out my YouTube channel if you would like to do that as well, if you haven't done so. Even join my Facebook group. I have a Perky Planes and RC Facebook group that I strongly encourage you to join as well. I post updates and things on there. So hopefully you guys might join in on that. Like I said, it's a small piece of the internet. I don't have a lot of subscribers on YouTube. I think 300 and some. And I've got, I think, maybe 40 or 50 members in my little Facebook group. Just a little place for me to share my love of RC and some of my RC adventures and some of my successes, some of my failures, some of my lessons learned through doing this crazy, crazy hobby that many of us enjoy. So yes, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, check out the Facebook group. And if you like this podcast, let me know. I'm going to try and maybe at least, keep it going with another, episode or two, and just to kind of see how it goes and, see if I like doing it. So far, it seems to be going pretty good for me. So I think I'm good there, but hopefully you guys enjoy it too. If anything, you get to listen to me ramble about very much random stuff and whatever's going on in my crazy life. So, mi vida loca. And this is something else I thought of too. Just to kind of end this with a good, my brand of humor kind of situation. I felt like, let's do this like the old Mel Brooks film Spaceballs, okay? You had Spaceballs the lunchbox. You had Spaceballs the flamethrower. Spaceballs the breakfast cereal. Let's do Perky Planes and RC the YouTube channel. Perky Planes and RC the Facebook group. Perky Planes and RC the podcast. Let's build it up like that. So maybe eventually I can get a lunchbox. Or maybe eventually I can have my own flamethrower. My own branded flamethrower. Wouldn't that be cool? I should mention, I do love like stupid humor movies. Big fan. Mel Brooks, some of the old Adam Sandler movies, Chris Farley movies. Love all that. I love stupid humor. Big fan. All right. All right, guys. Well, hope everybody out there is having a wonderful day wherever you are. And like I said, this is springtime. Springtime is, getting fully underway here just about. Let's have a good time. And I'm going to try and get out there and do some flying and continue sharing those experiences with you guys and like see what happens. So, but anyways, that's it. I'm finally done. You guys have a great, great rest of your day. And we'll talk at you soon.